Hey, it's Zach. It's the Best Advice Show, where each episode I talk to someone, usually whom I have never met in my life, and ask them for a piece of advice. I get to talk to strangers all the time. And when I think about talking to strangers, I think about my late grandpa, Lloyd. Actually, his name was Lloyd Hatch Strauss. Yeah, his middle name was Hatch, H-A-T-C-H. He was born in 1917 in Chicago. He lived until he was 99. I think about him all the time, especially when I'm out in the world and start talking to a stranger. He did this all the time. In fact, in my eulogy of him, I talked about one of my last memories of him, which was he and I going to the DMV. I don't remember what we were doing there, but I do remember that he started talking to the person sitting next to him. And then the person across from them started to chime in. And before I knew it, there were like three or four people crowding around my grandpa, just talking. It was delightful. And after I talked to today's guest, Cindy Spiegel, I got to thinking about this moment again, because Cindy, whom I just met on Zoom last week, has some advice about talking to strangers and doing it in a way that isn't creepy, especially if you're a dude. And her advice starts at the DMV.
Like, nothing will brighten your day in the shittiest of DMVs except having a conversation, you know, like having a conversation with somebody else who can feel that with you.
Totally.
And I think that we live in a culture that, and especially coming out of hopefully the pandemic, we live in a culture where we are cordoned off from people. And I think more than ever, we've closed off from people. You know, we're used to wearing masks now, and there's nothing like befriending a stranger that shifts the energy in your space instantly. Even this conversation, like, I have goosebumps because there's something about a friendly face. You know, it's very rare that you will attempt a conversation, at least in my experience, and somebody, you know, is nasty in return.
Someone's like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. What are you talking to me for? Like, generally, people are pretty open to that when we offer it. It's almost like we are all walking through the world wanting to connect, but not knowing how. And, you know, I say befriending a stranger because sometimes it's just a matter of saying one thing, you know, like, ooh, this line is long. And I know it sounds silly, but you would be surprised how long a conversation can carry on from that point because people want to be seen and heard. And so, yeah, my advice would just be befriend strangers. Don't take them home, but befriend them. Start small. Yeah.
Yeah. Stranger boundaries is an interesting one too.
Correct.
Because there's also so many ways to, it seems like, creep someone out. Like,
particularly if you're a man.
Yeah.
Not so much for me.
Big time. Men can be much creepier.
It's true.
We've got numbers for it.
This is true. Men right? with pets, babies, and other people can be less creepy, or can feel less creepy.
Yeah.
But even in saying that, you know, I half-heartedly say that, though it is true. Mm-hmm. I do think that there is an energy that some people just have where they are more open to receiving that, and they are more open at giving it, where it comes off less creepy, but it's not for everyone because of aforementioned stranger boundaries, and not everybody knows those boundaries.
Right. So talk to strangers, but if you are, what do you think? It's like, but if you are
a man,
like, do it
gingerly,
do it nicely.
Well, like, you know, I think don't do pick-up-y lines to perfect strangers, like just something casual. I don't think I'm the best person to give advice on how men should be from strangers. I would say ask somebody better qualified.
Well, you know what's creepy, like what doesn't come off well.
That's true. I'll tell you what works: a hello and not just a smile. Like, hey there. Hey there doesn't sound sexual. It doesn't sound lurid. Hey there. It sounds a little hokey.
Because hey is no way. Hey.
Hey is no good. It's too short. No. Sounds like a pickup. Hey there. Hiya. Maybe don't say hiya. That's weird too. Yeah, this could go on for a long time. Hello. I guess it's a tone. There's so much here.
Tonal is relevant, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot here. And
Yeah.
don't
Oh,
stand too
yeah.
close. Don't stand too close when befriending a stranger. That's really important. Have a little space between you. Let them know like you're not focused all in on them. This is
Yep.
just a casual. Let them decide if they want to pick that up or not. You know, if you're in line, you look around, you're like, ooh, long line. And then turn back around. You know, don't stare too long. Staring too long is a problem people sometimes have.
Initial staring. Like if you're
Yeah.
just meeting someone, don't stare too long.
Yeah, like turn away, give them the chance to, you know, it's like, hey there, long line, huh? Then you're like, yep, and then turn
Like,
away,
look
but
at the People
don't,
magazine for a second.
yeah, do exact, just look away at anything, but don't, you know, like if you say hey there and then you just gaze into the person's eyes for a long time, it can feel awkward. Boundaries. These are stranger boundaries.
Resist the intense gaze.
Yeah, definitely. In all situations, really, resist the intense gaze. Because I've been guilty of the intense gaze, where the other person is just like, trying to get a handle on it.
In
And
Seinfeld, you know, there's like the close talker, the high talker.
yes.
What would this be? Is this is the
The gazer.
gazer?
I feel like
He
just the
gazes too
gazer. He
long.
gazes. He, yeah, exactly. All
Look
right, exactly,
away! Look
Jerry.
away for a second.
So good. Your Jerry is so good. Yeah, exactly. Break it. Like break the stare. But folks don't always know how to break the stare. And it just gets like, it's like, and you can always tell if you're aware the other person's body language when they're like slinking backwards without their feet actually moving. Yeah, the gazers. No gazing at strangers. Particularly no gazing at strangers.
No gaze. Be kind. Be ginger. Insert some space between you and your new friend. Cindy Spiegel is the author of Micro Joys, an absolutely delightful and heartbreaking new book, in which she shares 50 mini essays about these moments that helped her move through some of the most difficult days of her life. Stuff like flipping through recipe cards written in her late mother's handwriting, filling a piggy bank with a year's worth of found money, and of course, talking to strangers. She tells this great story about a stranger she befriended named Leonard. Micro Joys, Finding Hope, Especially When Life Is Not Okay, comes out at the end of this month. And you can pre-order it by following the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you are finding some micro joys here, listening to this micro show. If you love it, I would love for you to consider becoming a patron. You can do that by going to patreon.com/bestadviceshow. That's patreon.com/bestadviceshow. Thanks.